4. The Aryan Invasion of India. The second Andite penetration of India was the Aryan invasion during a period of almost 500 years in the middle of the 3rd millennium before Christ. This migration marked the terminal exodus of the Andites from their homelands in Turkestan. The early Aryan centers were scattered over the northern half of India, notably in the northwest. These invaders never completed the conquest of the country and subsequently met their undoing in this neglect, since their lesser numbers made them vulnerable to absorption by the Dravidians of the south, who subsequently overran the entire peninsula except the Himalayan provinces. The Aryans made very little racial impression on India except in the northern provinces. In the Deccan, their influence was cultural and religious more than racial. The greater persistence of the so-called Aryan blood in northern India is not only due to their presence in these regions in greater numbers, but also because they were reinforced by later conquerors, traders, and missionaries. Right on down to the 1st century before Christ, there was a continuous infiltration of Aryan blood into the Punjab, the last influx being attendant upon the campaigns of the Hellenistic peoples. On the Gangetic Plain, Aryan and Dravidian eventually mingled to produce a high culture, and this center was later reinforced by contributions from the northeast, coming from China. In India, many types of social organizations flourished from time to time. From the semi-democratic systems of the Aryans to despotic and monarchical forms of government. But the most characteristic feature of society was the persistence of the great social castes that were instituted by the Aryans in an effort to perpetuate racial identity. This elaborate caste system has been preserved on down to the present time. Of the 4 great castes, all but the first were established in the futile effort to prevent racial amalgamation of the Aryan conquerors with their inferior subjects. But the premier caste, the teacher priests, stems from the Sethites, the Brahmins of the 20th century after Christ, or the lineal cultural descendants of the priests of the Second Garden, albeit their teachings differ greatly from those of their illustrious predecessors. When the Aryans entered India, they brought with them their concepts of deity as they had been preserved in the lingering traditions of the religion of the Second Garden. But the Brahmin priests were never able to withstand the pagan momentum built up by the sudden contact with the inferior religions of the Deccan after the racial obliteration of the Aryans. Thus, the vast majority of the population fell into the bondage of the enslaving superstitions of inferior religions. And so it was that India failed to produce the high civilization which had been foreshadowed in earlier times. The spiritual awakening of the 6th century before Christ did not persist in India, having died out even before the Mohammedan invasion. But someday a greater Gautama may arise to lead all India in the search for the living God, and then the world will observe the fruition of the cultural potentialities of a versatile people so long comatose under the benumbing influence of an unprogressing spiritual vision. Culture does rest on a biologic foundation, but caste alone could not perpetuate the Aryan culture, for religion, true religion, is the indispensable source of that higher energy which drives men to establish a superior civilization based on human brotherhood.